I have Miss Madeline Jarvis on the line from the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle.
So was there anything you wanted to point out that the Two Harbors Public Library has?
Well, if I could bend your ear a little bit, I would love to talk about three programs and winter reading programs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's wrapping up pretty soon. So, okay.
Well, it's funny because I was going to talk about, oh, here's some great Valentine's reads. Nope, that's past. That was February 28th, which is the last day of winter reading program.
Right.
And something I love about our winter reading program is it's the same challenge for all ages. So it's read something new, read something you find at the library, spend time reading, basically. And then you earn prizes, and you can be entered to win a custom, and everybody wants one of these, Two Harbors Public Library knit beanies. They are so cute.
That is awesome. Awesome.
And you can actually read the font on them, too.
Love it. Love it. So if it's a beanie, it doesn't have a pom-pom on it. A beanie is a close-fitting headgear, right?
Yes, it is. Oh, good clarification.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. So if you have been playing along since January 1st, get those cards turned in. You have until the 28th, which is next week Friday. If not, here's the thing. It's all about having fun.
Right.
So pick up a card or go to our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, for the links to play along on Beanstack, which is our online tracking system. And you can still earn prizes. It's just for fun, just something to do during these blah winter months. And, yeah, that's what I know about winter reading.
That's fabulous. How have the entries been coming in? Have you been just running out of scorecards and having to make more?
It's funny you say that because we sent those out. The Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library graciously donated costs so that we could have our cards professionally printed.
Oh.
And we ordered 200, and then we had to print 50, and then we had to order more.
That's not a bad problem to have, man. That's awesome.
Exactly. Right.
That is
awesome. We had a lot of people coming in. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but holding out their phones to say, look, I've been doing it on Beanstack. So, yeah, it has been a good kind of bananas.
That is fabulous. And I know you always have wonderful programs happening there as well. So let's highlight a few coming up.
Yeah, so actually tonight is Short and Sweet night.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you have not read the Short and Sweet selection, hey, the library is open 11:30 to 7, and we only select things to read for Short and Sweet that you can read on your lunch break.
Sweet.
Everything will take you between 5 to 30 minutes.
So with that being said, what's the age appropriateness for that, for the book club?
I guess what I will tell your listeners is we advertise Short and Sweet Book Club as for adults. And we need to talk about something else or I will give away a spoiler.
Okay. Onward.
So let's have something for adults and families to learn, too.
Okay.
Next week, Thursday, we're doing a winter sewing activity, S-O-W-I-N-G. Mm. Not sewing with needle and thread, but sewing, getting your yard ready for if there's ever going to be green grass again.
Okay.
So, Jadel Kavlin with Little Waldo Farm has been saving seeds from our pollinator guard at the library. And winter sowing is a low-maintenance seed-starting method, and it utilizes the local environmental conditions to germinate seeds. Seeds are planted in containers left outdoors through the winter, and then they germinate or grow in spring. It's one of the easiest ways to grow your own plants, and all materials are provided. So it's a fun, low-stakes, great way to connect with your family, your neighbors, your yard. You don't even need a yard for this program because it's all about getting those seeds started in containers outdoors. So if you want to come and just learn more about native planting, that would be great as well. It's from 5 to 6:30 p.m. next Thursday, February 27th. So come to the program, get your seed going. Then you even have time to browse those new DVDs, see which titles you can read, and then enter and win the winter reading program.
Oh, my gosh. Once again, you hit it out of the park there, dear. You are just, you and your staff are just rocking it, and volunteers and friends of the library. If listeners want to get a hold of you, which they will want to, and ask more questions and stop in, how can they get a hold of you and where are you?
Absolutely. It is such a fun team to be a part of. and join in the magic. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. Find us on at 320 Waterfront Drive. And you can get a hold of us during business hours at 218-834-3148 or send us an email at THPL for Two Harbors Public Library at ALFLIB.info. Find us online at TwoHarborsPublicLibrary.com or on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library. And we just love what we do and can't wait to tell you more.
Oh, my goodness. I appreciate you calling in each and every first and third Thursday of the month. Our partnership with the Two Harbors Public Library is beautiful. Love, love, love it.
Hear, hear. Well, I can't wait to hear what's going to happen on KCWH next, so I better hang up.
Will it be Roy Orbison? Will it be Mumford & Sons? Will it be Jack Johnson? Who knows? Oh, you're awesome. Thanks, Madeline.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, listeners. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in each and every first and third Thursday of the month and getting the scoop of what's happening at the Two Harbors Public Library.